I'm Shreya.
And here I'm Arna, and you are listening to the One With All Fit podcast.
We are so very sorry for the delay, but again, here we are with the new episode, and I really hope you like it.
So in today's episode, we are going to be talking and giving out some very effective study tips and useful tips. So make sure to check it out and stick till the end for something unexpected.
Well, I think the main key to good studies is discipline, and of course everybody needs inspiration and motivation because that's a must.
Yeah, well, discipline is so needed, and if we talk about inspiration and motivation, that's what social media does.
Notes obviously really help with me in a lot of areas and subjects.
Well, notes are helpful with me.
Do you like written notes or like, you know, typing them or doing it with a stylus?
Yeah, I 70% times type notes and print them, and 30% times.
I usually write. I just prefer writing.
Well, you know, there are like these online courses and classes from many colleges, and they're free and paid, and I think they're really, really useful. And if you do it for your grade, it can really help. Have you tried them?
Basically what we're trying to say is, if you have a lot of free time lying around, just utilize it. I mean, of course, if you have other things to do, then do that. But if you have free time laying around, and if you think that you want to use it for something productive, then do these online courses. And I saw on Instagram that there are a lot of courses, and I did sign up for one of them, but I haven't started yet.
You know, when you do start, you can like probably review it for a better understanding as to if we should do it or not. It can be helpful.
Obviously, you're not going to take a course without knowing what it is.
Well,
I mean, I don't know when I'll start, but hopefully this week. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Are you seeing these pictures where they like color code using highlighters? Like they use blue. Okay, I'm not even going to say the colors. Like you can use any color you want. And it's pretty cool.
I think I did see it. I don't really remember, but the method is really nice.
It is. And if you probably didn't know, I'm obsessed with stationery, which I will talk about later.
Well, so I made these note templates, and I usually type in it and print them. You should try them. They're like Cornell method, like except it's designed.
Yeah, you can send it to me. I'm not sure which method I use. I just do the work, but send it to me.
All right, sure, yeah.
Yeah, you don't like books, do you? I mean, you never read. Like, she never reads.
I don't. I try to like them, but I still don't.
Well, okay. I don't know what to say, but just like try and read those books because they're interesting. At least some of them are, and I think you will like them.
All right. And some interesting ones.
Well, honestly, everyone would probably know. Well, not everyone, but some of you would probably know that I usually read fantasy books, but lately I've been more into the classics and stuff, I think. So I recently read this book, How to Kill a Mockingbird, and it was pretty good. It was very realistic because I always read fantasy books, and it was something new, and I really liked it. And just go to Google or search classic books or whatever genre of books you want to read, and just read them.
I will try that.
And yeah, so the last thing to talk about is stationery, my favorite. Honestly, my favorite part of studying is the stationery items that I use. Without that, I would just not study. There's no fun in it. Like,
it's very pretty when it's all designed and creative.
I'm not a creative person. Everyone knows I'm not a creative person. But I will like get all the stationery in the world. Okay. I will get a lot of stationery every term, every week. Well, not every week, but every month at least. And honestly, I'm not saying that I won't use it. I will use it. And even though I'm not a creative person, I just make creative notes. That's one thing I'm creative at.
Well, that's nice. My handwriting seems bad like most of the time, so I do get stationery, but I mostly type.
I think my handwriting is worse than yours. What are you talking about?
No, yours is so much better. Mine is like very neat and mine is like not very understandable.
Yours is understandable. It's just very different than mine.
I don't think mine is. Or at least maybe you would have seen like my before handwriting. Now one is like...
Also, like, if you don't get motivated to study, try to get like good stationery. I mean, whatever you can, because that's so helpful. It always motivates me. And I'm gonna recommend a YouTube channel here, like this YouTuber, Study to Success. And her YouTube is so good and she gives lots of tips, but the main reason I see her because it's so motivating. Her she's amazing. Just go check the YouTube channel out. I am sure that you will love it. I'm so sure. I'm not even kidding.
Well, I don't really watch a lot of her videos, but I really like the thumbnail. They look very nice.
The thumbnail?
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of her videos, but I do like to see the thumbnails because I like to watch, like look at her thumbnails. I don't like watch a lot of her videos, but I really like the thumbnails because they look very...
You literally gonna... Okay, never mind. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. So, I like to study in the right place, the right way. Like, if someone tells me to do this at this time, I'm like, no, what are you talking about? I'm not gonna do it. I just need to do it at my pace, my time, and my way. It's just how I am.
Also, make sure to make a study like playlist because it's very good.
Yeah, and if you guys need a study playlist, it's already made on my Spotify. The username is just Arna, and I'm sure you'll find it. And there are a lot of study playlists. Or you can just make one for yourself. Like, there are millions of ways you can do that.
I see this girl. It's Nicole. Her name is Nicole. And on Spotify, she has, like, so many, like, 20 playlists. And I personally...
What is her surname, Nicole?
Nicole Leno.
I know her. Please have this.
All right.
Not the Nicole Leno part, me saying aesthetic. Yeah, I mean, I literally know so many study aesthetic YouTubers. There are like millions of them. And I love that. Also, one more tip, keep organized, stay organized. I know this was supposed to be the last tip, but like, anyways, the more tips, the better.
Yeah,
just be organized and don't go according to other schedule. Make your own schedule and do your stuff your way and make yourself a schedule.
I like to organize like all the pens and stuff like that, like by color code, because that really helps. I mean, you know which color you need, so you just pick one. You can also try that.
Basically, what we're saying is just study your way and find a way that you like.
Yep.
And make yourself a schedule and stay organized. And that's all there is to it. Of course, we can give you a lot of tips, but you need to start implementing them. So, yeah, that's where we're going to end this episode. And we're just going to say, just implement these ways in your life and we really hope it helps you.
Yeah, well, it was nice and fun talking. We got some great tips, but we need to conclude here.
Yes, we do. And this time we are definitely going to be making the podcast and posting it on time. So stay tuned for that and check out our Instagram for latest updates, or DM or email us for collab. And yeah, also you can find our episodes for this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and some other streaming platforms. And make sure to check our Instagram.
Yeah, and also the Instagram and the email will be in the description of the episode, as well as all the other episodes, so you can check it out in any of them. See you later.
Yeah. Bye. Take care.
Bye.
All right, you guys, it's time for some behind the scenes, and it's time for you to see what it's like to film the podcast.
Okay. Just cut this.
Also, guys, we are very sorry for the poor audio quality. It's bad and we know it, and we're trying to make it better. But thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.